A new exhibit at the Albany Institute of History and Art commemorates the centennial of women's suffrage in the U.S. by highlighting notable women throughout Capital Region history. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC. At first glance, the new additions tucked away in the museum's East Gallery can seem quite ordinary. A knitting bag, a typewriter, a floral dress hanging on the wall. But the items that tell her story, new acquisitions, say much more once you get to know them. In selecting the exhibit's 26 stories, curator Diane Shuchuk sought to depict a wide range of experiences.
As I went through that, I also wanted to be conscious of the fact to represent everything from the 1700s to the present day. I also was very conscious to represent sort of the elite women of Albany and also like the people that worked in the collar factories in the area.
The aforementioned knitting bag by the exhibit's entrance belonged to a woman Albany residents may still remember. Betty Corning, the wife of longtime Mayor Erastus Corning II, was Albany's first lady from 1942 to 1983. Shuchuk says Erastus left to serve in World War II in 1944, and alongside the knitting bag, letters from Erastus to his dear Betsy Lamb give a glimpse into how Betty held down the fort.
Even though they're written by a man, it tells me so much about what her home front life was like, because he's responding to whatever she said to him or she sent to him in a letter. He says, thank you for sending the Nabiscos. Thank you for sending the Listerine. Here's some legal advice. Here's some financial advice. So she's maintaining the household and two children while he's abroad.
A yellow dress at the other end of the exhibit was actually worn by Albany author Athena Lord at one of the Institute's champagne balls in 1964. The dress shines next to Lord's Smith Corona typewriter and copies of her Albany-centered children's series, Zap and Zoe, but Shuchuk is just as interested in learning more about the dressmaker. She says African-American seamstress Annabelle Heath Pules made a number of special occasion dresses.
And Annabelle taught knitting, embroidery, and sewing lessons at the Booker T. Washington Center in Arbor Hill. You know, she was in the 1940s teaching young African-American women how to sew. And in the 1900 census, her aunt, her mother, and her grandmother were all listed as dressmakers. So she followed that sort of line of dressmaking skills in her family and learned how to sew.
One of the more famous stories at the exhibit is that of Clara Harris Rathbone, born in Albany in 1834. The daughter of Albany Judge and U.S. Senator Ira Harris, Clara mingled with Washington's elite in the 1860s, including First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln. Clara and her stepbrother Henry Rathbone were actually in President Lincoln's box at Ford's Theater when John Wilkes Booth shot and killed him in 1865. Shuchuk says Clara witnessed everything and suspects her photographs, scrapbooks, and travel diaries contain some of the final artifacts of the Lincoln administration.
So this is a note from a doctor at 6 a.m. Lincoln is very low and Lincoln dies at 7:22. So there are two cards from Lincoln's doctors with little notes on them that she kept in the scrapbook.
Clara's story is tragic itself. After marrying Rathbone in 1867, the couple had three children, but shortly after moving to Germany in 1882, Rathbone fatally shot Clara before attempting suicide himself. Shuchuk says no one knows why Rathbone killed his wife. Some speculate his mental state deteriorated after Lincoln's assassination, having witnessed and failed to stop the deed himself. But Clara's diary spills no secrets.
It's a diary of just like, oh, we went Christmas shopping together today. I bought amber beads for so-and-so. We went to the Zoological Gardens. I saw this play. Nothing is unique in that year of reading that diary, and then it just stops. So something happened in December after December 19th until she died.
Other items in the exhibit include dresses by Schenectady Design Company Ursula of Switzerland, artwork by Susan Hoffer, and baby products from Extreme Molding at the Watervliet Arsenal.
And what was made here, during the War of 1812, they were making munitions and cannons and as late as the, you know, recently, military weapons. One of the things made there now are baby pacifiers and things for infants. And I love that contradiction, that sort of contrast. You go by the Watervliet Arsenal and one of the factories there is making this.
All in all, Shuchuk is eager to use these new items to look even further into the exhibit's stories. She says the artifacts not only shed light on the women they belong to, but the region's history as a whole.
People should document, because every woman's life is important, not just the Betty Cornings of the world or the, you know, Athena Lords, but everybody's life is important. And you can always find an angle to put it in an exhibition.
Tell Her Story New Acquisitions runs through June 7th. For pictures of the exhibit, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.